In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Talking some Tiger baseball, but of course, anything on your mind, fair game. We will get to some football stuff a little bit later on, but you set the tone, and a lot of people are getting excited about this Tiger team. And you know, it might come up just short, and I don't want the "Hey, we appreciate you" standing ovation as the end of this story. But you know, they've got a shot here. They've got a shot here, and a big win last night, 11-0, with Kyler Montero going complete game. Shutout, face the minimum, less than 100 pitches. Casey Mize, probably the biggest start of his career tonight. And the Tigers take on Colorado, and we're giving away a four-pack of tickets today at 11:56. So stay tuned for that for our Carson Anderson quiz question. Let's get back to your phone calls. Steve is in Dearborn and next. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I called a couple of weeks ago, and I think he may have shocked you by saying that I thought Baez, the shortstop, was a cancer on the Detroit Tigers. All I got to point out is this. Since he's on injured reserve, he's not on the team because of some kind of mysterious hip injury.
He had surgery. Nothing mysterious about it. He had surgery on it.
Okay, he had surgery. They're playing better. And that's because, you know, he was striking out 2, 3, 4 times a game. And I think anybody was better than him, and I hope they move on from him next year. And I wish them well. Thank you.
Do you wish him well? All right.
I don't think so.
I don't think he does.
I don't think he does either. But, you know, in fairness, I think there are a lot of Tiger fans. They're like, good riddance. Let's move on and be done with it. And I don't think that there's any likelihood that they're going to move on from him in the offseason because he had the surgery. I think they're going to allow him to heal up from the surgery, mm-hmm. give him an opportunity to come back when he's fully healthy. But because Trey Swinney has played pretty well in his place, well, he's played a lot better than Javi.
Yep.
Trey Swinney is going to keep Javi on the side, continuing to get healthy before he's going to come back. You know, it's not like they're going to rush Javi Baez back. Hey, you ready to go? I'm ready to go. Okay, well, we're gonna ease you in. Maybe you're going to do some rehab starts at Toledo before you come out. I mean, we'll be interesting to see how they handle Javi next year. But my guess is it's Trey Sweeney's job until proving otherwise.
You know, it's funny how just over the course of time, like the caller said, he strikes out 2, 3 times a game. Do you know how many times he struck out this year, Javi Baez?
Did he have a lower rate this year?
He struck out 69 times in 80 games. He struck out less than once a game. Is it a coincidence? Is it have something to do with it that Javi Baez is not in the clubhouse and, you know, is rehabbing, and that's why they've surged? There wasn't reports that he was a cancer, okay?
No.
And
by the way, he's back with the team.
Yeah. I wonder if he
is rehabbing at Comerica Park and then apparently leaves before the team comes in.
Do I think he will ever contribute to the Tigers in a meaningful way moving forward? No. Do I know that he will not be on the roster next year? No. And it's because he's owed $75 million after the season, no matter what. They can negotiate some sort of buyout. Javi might say, I will sacrifice a significant amount of money to get a fresh start somewhere else. And because unless the unexpected happens and he turns himself into a contributing player again, which seems so far from reality, it's going to be an uncomfortable relationship, especially if the team has an expectation. He's kind of, I mean, the hardcore fans and the people, it's already uncomfortable, but the team didn't have a high expectation. Could you imagine if they have a high expectation and you've got him performing the way he performs? But, yeah, if you want to say it's just because Javi's gone, go for it. 248-539-9797. Feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox. Not trying to be a buzzkill, writes Dennis in Allen Park. And the Tigers have had a nice couple of wins lately, but you have to remember the opponents they have been playing. No, you never apologize for wins, but just be prepared for them to fall short when you play the better teams. So the thing about the better teams is that the better teams have already banked their wins against the White Sox. They've already banked their wins against teams like Colorado. Detroit's just getting that opportunity now. And so, you know, it's okay to look at the schedule and say that's going to get tougher. It would be really nice to take some sweep mojo into the Baltimore series.
Oh, it'd be great. But they did take 2 out of 3 against Boston. Mm-hmm. You know, they took 2 out of 3 against the Yankees. They took 5 out of 6 against Seattle. And they needed to win those games, and Seattle's on their heels, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you could look at it however you want, I guess, but I think your point is valid. It's okay, now they get to take care of teams that everybody else has already taken care of. So go do it.
When they beat Seattle, I think there were 5.5 games behind Seattle when that series opened. 248-539-9797. But yes, the schedule's going to get tougher. This is a 9-game stretch, and you have to earn it. And the 9-game after Colorado, the 9-game stretch is 3 with Baltimore, 3 with Kansas City, 3 more with Baltimore. You have to earn it.
In the American League, they took care of the East. They won 13. They went 13-10 against the East. In the Central, are we now saying the Central is a good division? Can we say that?
Yeah.
24-22 in the Central, and that number is going to go up because they got games left against Chicago. Against the American League West, they played .500 baseball. The National League played 2 games below .500. This is a good, not great baseball team. It's okay. You know, and nobody's saying this is a World Series team. What we're saying is this team might threaten to get into the playoffs, and if they do, who knows what happens? You can get hot pitchers, and next thing you know, you're the St. Louis Cardinals in 2006.
Well, here's an unnamed texter. I think flashbacks of last year when the Diamondbacks made the World Series and when the Cardinals beat us in the World Series. Both very average teams according to the regular season record, but they just got in. Jim and Sterling Heights, St. Louis Cardinals beat the Tigers in the World Series. Wild card team with barely 80 wins. Fun team to watch. Hottest team in baseball, 704 win percentage last 27 games. Anything is possible, writes an unnamed texter. And then there's this one. Jason in a car says, overreaction, Doug. Tigers could make the playoffs and I wouldn't care. Doesn't move the needle at all. I think most of Detroit is so in on the Lions, the Tigers are an afterthought this fall. So interesting. I think most of Detroit is so in on the Lions. And do you have the time to devote your attention to both? What time do the Lions kick off tonight?
They don't, Doug. Tonight's a Wednesday.
Oh, okay. What time do they kick off tomorrow?
Well, they don't. I mean, there's Thursday night football, but the Lions aren't playing on Thursday.
What time do they kick off Friday?
Well, Friday's college football, Doug. We know there's no football game on Friday.
So, look, I think it's easy to divide one's time to be able to watch both and be excited about both. I mean, as he said, moves the needle.
Unless you're just so exhausted from being a fan that you can only put your energy towards one team.
What you might not be able to do is put your disposable income towards
it. That's different.
Yep.
That's different.
That might be what Jason's getting at here a little bit.
It's also easier to go see the Tigers.
I got to tell you, navigating the difficulty of having two very interesting teams is a challenge I'm up for.
No kidding.
I challenge others out there to navigate these very challenging times.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.